这是我们第二届的志工训练。
This is the second African Volunteer Workers Training.
我们感谢主，看到很多的青年哈，都有志于参加非洲的圣工。
I thank God that I can see so many youths having this will to serve God in this area.
如果我们去非洲哈，应该是算作第四代吧。
So if you are going to serve in Africa, you would be considered to be the fourth generation workers.
第一代是79开始哈。
The first generation workers started in 1979.
79到80年代初期。
So from 1979 to the early 1980s, they were considered to be the first batch of workers.
那我大概是第二代。
I can be considered to be a second generation worker.
所以以前这个英国的圣工，不，非洲的圣工，大概都是从美国那边人力派过去的。
And in the past, normally American divine workers would be sent to Africa.
那一直到我们英国开始有一些传道出来做圣工。
Until there are some full-time workers, full-time ministers in the UK.
所以整个工作就转由我们英国来承接。
Only then did the UK took over the main workload.
所以我们成立的非洲的圣工小组。
And we established the AMC.
所以这个大概是第三代。
So that would be the third generation of workers.
那这个也已经好几年了。
And this has been going on for a few years.
那等我们这一代训练好到真的能够来承接圣工，可能要再几年。
So when your generation are fully trained up to serve the Lord, that would take a few more years, perhaps.
那这个大概是第四代。
Then you might be considered to be the fourth generation workers.
感谢神哈，这个工作这样一代一直传下来。
I thank God that the work has been handed down from one generation to another.
但是我们去越多次越发现说，在非洲有相当的体力。
And the more we go, the more we find that you need a good health and strength when you go to Africa.
所以年轻力壮啊，如果有愿意为主做工的心哈，来去非洲做工，应该是最适合。
So if you are young and vigorous and you have the heart to serve God, that would be the best combination.
因为你在上了一点年纪，大概这个要在非洲跑来跑去就比较辛苦。
So if you are more senior in years, then it would be more difficult for you to run around in Africa.
但是我们有愿做的心啊，神就会悦纳我们。
As long as we have this heart of willingness to serve Him, God will accept us.
但因为我们这是刚刚开始的志工训练。
So because we have just started the training for the volunteers.
所以很可能我们前面要走的道路还是一直在求神带领，然后一直在摸索前进。
So we ask God to guide us because we are still groping around to find our way out.
我们希望在神的带领之下能够尽快找出一条路。
And we hope that under the guidance of God, we can seek out a path.
那是更多人能够更有效来参与非洲的侍奉。
So that more workers can work effectively in this service.
那在非洲做工当然有时候跟我们想象的不太一样。
Actually, working in Africa may be very different to what you imagine it to be.
我们有时候听到很多见证想说到非洲去服事很好。
And we hear many wonderful testimonies about how wonderful it is to serve in Africa.
所以有一阵子好像有很多青年想如果要爱神就是去非洲做工。
So there was one time when a lot of youth feel that if they love God that they should go to Africa.
当然爱神去非洲做工是爱神但是爱神不是说只限在非洲。
Obviously, if you go to Africa, it can show your love to God, but showing love to God doesn't restrict itself to going to Africa.
我们现在合起来三四十个义工可能也不是每一个人适合在非洲工作。
For all the 30 participants, not everyone may be suitable to work in Africa.
但是也可能我们去了以后感觉会不太一样。
And maybe if after we have gone to Africa, our feelings may be slightly different.
因此我们在这里做一种 属灵上的预备，这是需要的。
So it is important that we be spiritually prepared for it.
所以当有一天我们感觉我们的感觉跟实际的体验不太一样的时候，从神来的那种力量就很重要。
And if one day it turns out that what we expect and what we experience is different, then it is very important that we receive strength from God in these times.
所以 我们要在非洲做工，一定要从心理上，从心理上真的有这种使命感。
So if we want to serve in Africa, we need to have this sense of mission in our hearts.
而且真的，我们对神那种爱的感觉，要经得起受苦的考验。
And our inspiration of love from God must be tested, must stand the test of time.
这不只是一种感觉而已。
This is not just a feeling.
一下飞机开始你就不太一样。
And once you landed at the airport, your feelings may be very different.
所以我们在这里的训练，最重要还是怎样来面对神。
So actually the most important preparation is how can we prepare ourselves to meet God.
那如果我们跟神的关系能够很深入，
If we can deepen and strengthen our relationship with God,
那什么患难什么困苦都没有办法阻挡我们。
If our relationship is strengthened, then no matter what tribulation or difficulties, nothing can stop us.
所以非洲的做工到最后的关键还是在考验我们跟神的关系。
Actually, the crux of our work service in Africa is to test the relationship between us and God.
这个考验是看得见摸得到的。
And this kind of test is something that you can see and touch.
但是跟神的关系是看不见的。
But our relationship with God is something that is not tangible.
所以这个看得见的这些考验就是在考验我们跟神的关系到底深到什么程度。
So this visible test will tell us how strong our ties are with God.
那我们这两次的讲习会就是要预备我们自己。
So these two seminars are used to prepare us.
让我们有一天真的面对考验的时候，能够真的来证明我们跟神的关系是很坚强的。
And so one day when we are tested, it can prove to us that our ties and our relationship with God is indeed strong.
圣经里面讲保罗本来拣选马可要跟他。
So the Bible tells us that initially Paul selected Mark to be with him.
当然我们看不出什么原因保罗会拣选马可。
We cannot find out what Paul's reasons were for choosing Mark.
当然马可是从一个非常敬畏神的家庭。
Obviously Mark grew up in a God-fearing family.
那马可怎么会跟保罗，圣经好像也看不出来。
And the Bible does not tell us how Mark ended up with Paul.
但是有时候我们如果看年轻人，总是有一点英雄崇拜。
And sometimes if you look at the young people, they seem to like to hero worship some people.
那保罗做圣工很有果效。
And Paul was very effective in his service to God. 所
以在服事的上可能会吸引一些人想要跟他。
So maybe during his service, he may attract a following.
但是等到真的马可看到保罗受苦。
So when Mark finally saw the difficulties that Paul had to suffer.
跑到这里被人用石头丢，跑到那里被人棍子打。
And where Paul goes, he has been stoned and he has been beaten with rods.
那马可就走了。
Then Mark left him.
所以从这个事实我们就可以感受到马可虽然是从一个很爱主的家庭长大，但是他跟神的关系似乎没有强到可以面对做圣工的这些苦难。
So although Mark may have been brought up in a God-fearing family, but it seems that his relationship with God is not strong enough to stand these trials and afflictions.
那跑掉以后，后来他就拣选提摩太。
So after Mark ran away, Paul chose Timothy.
那我们知道提摩太身体不太好。
And we know that Timothy was not in good health.
但是保罗写信给提摩太的书信里面似乎可以看到、啊、提摩太是、啊、可以经得起这些苦难的考验。
And from、Paul's epistles to Timothy, we see that、it seems that Timothy can stand all these afflictions and trials.、
啊、那也可以看出似乎提摩太有这种、啊、属灵的韧度、啊、来面对苦难的考验。
And we see that、Timothy had this、spiritual strength to withstand these、temptations and trials and afflictions.
所以我们算一算、第一次训练跟这一次训练合起来应该有二三十个吧。
So if we combine the first and second volunteers training, we probably have about 30 participants.
感谢主这么多人有心来参与这个工作。
We thank God that so many people have the heart to join in this work.
但是、真正、的考验、不是在这里。
But the real test does not lie in this training、seminar.
我们真的进到、非洲去参与圣工的时候。
It is only when we step into Africa that is where the real test starts.、
蚊子一直叮，你还爱主吗？
When the mosquitoes keep on biting you, will you continue to love God?
有很多人在那里、身体出了一点毛病。
And some workers, when they were there, they would encounter some ill health.
那你还想要去吗？
Do you still want to continue to go?
这是一种、实际上的考验。
This is a real test.
所以、我们在、这个志工团的训练、这种心智上的培养是很重要的。
So in our volunteers training, it is important to train us in our...in our willpower and our determination.
也就是我们跟神的关系，这是一个最基本的关键。
And the most fundamental thing is our relationship with God.
我们知道在、如果我们现在在统计、这个整个世界的、宣教士的差派，不是我们教会的。
If we look at the census of the number of missionaries in other denominations, not the True Jesus Church.
现在有一点在改变。
There are some changes in the statistics.
在70年代以前，大部分都是由欧美差派。
Before the 1970s, most of the missionaries are sent from North America and Europe.
如果我们到奈及利亚去、或者其他非洲国家，你可以看到还有很多白人宣教士的坟墓。
So if you go to Nigeria, you see many、tombs of the Caucasian missionaries.
我在奈及利亚、看过一个教会叫做 Kwaibo Church.
And in Nigeria, I saw a church known as
Kwaibo.
Kwaibo Church.
那我就问那个非洲人、为什么有这个教会的名字？
So I asked the Africans, how come this church has this name?
他说这个 Kwaibo 是奈及利亚的一条河。
And they told us that Kwaibo is a river in Nigeria.
那怎么把这个河当作这教会的名字？
And I asked them, how come you use the name of the river to be the name of the church?
他就在讲差不多一百多年前。
So they told us the history about 100 years ago.
从英国的宣教士到奈及利亚去传福音。
There are some missionaries that came from the UK to preach the gospel in Nigeria.
结果船在这个河就坏掉了。
And the ship...、ended up with engine trouble in the middle of the river.
他们上岸，有的就被土人杀掉。
So when they came ashore, some of them were killed by the natives.
那后来只剩下两三个活着。
And there were only two or three who were alive after that.
建设了这个教会。
So they established this church.
他们纪念这一群宣教士，所以会堂名字叫做 Kwaibo Church.
So they remembered the deaths of their fellow workers, so they named the church the Kwaibo Church.
但是这个是七零年代以前。
So this was before the 70s.
那现在、很多的宣教士都是从第三世界差派的。
But now many of the missionaries are sent from third world countries.
就是这个开发中的国家
so, or developing countries.
因为这个比较先进的国家、生活舒服以后、越来越少人愿意做这个工作、
Because in developed countries when their lifestyle start improving, living standards starts improving, very few people want to live their discomfort、to live their comfortable life to preach there.
反而开发中的国家能够找到更多人愿意做这个工作。
And on the contrary, you can find more people willing to do this work in developing countries.
所以我们才说、我们活在这个很先进的国家、要 到这个非洲很落后的国家，这是一种很大的考验。
So if we want to go from a developed country to a very backward country, this is a real test.
啊，这是我们跟神的关系一个很深入的很大的考验。
This is a real test of our the strength of our relationship with God.
有一次我从英国搭飞机啊，去加纳。
On one occasion, I was flying from the UK to Ghana.
遇到一对中国人坐在后面。
I encountered a Chinese couple sitting behind me.
他从香港去的。
So they were flying from Hong Kong.
我就跟他聊天了。
So I started a conversation with them.
你去那里做什么？
So I asked them, what are you doing there in Ghana?
他说他去加纳做宣教士。
He told me that he's going to do missionary work in Ghana.
那个大概是1996-97年。
That was probably in 1996 or 97.
And I
asked him, how long are you going to stay in Ghana? How long have you been staying in Ghana? He said, I've been in Ghana for 7 years. Him and the wife and a daughter. So I asked him, where do you stay in Ghana?
He said, he was living in Ghana for 7 years.
And he told me that in the past 7 years, he was living in the northern part of Ghana.
他住了七年。
He stayed there for 7 years.
那我遇到那一年，他刚好搬到加纳首都 Accra.
So when the year that I met him, he moved down to Accra, which was the capital in Ghana.
因为那个工作组织的差派，所以他到 Accra 去。
So because his church have sent him down to the south.
我再问他说，那跟你一起去的华人有多少？
And I asked him how many Chinese went with you in this missionary work.
还有一对夫妻在 Kumasi.
And he told me there's another Chinese couple in Kumasi.
所以有很多的事实就告诉我们，现在很多宣教士是从开发中的国家去的。
So the facts of the matter are there many of these missionaries come from developing countries.
好，那我们现在能够从这个物质很丰盛的国家去这真的是感谢主了
We thank God that we are able to come from a rather wealthy country to a poor country.
这是一个考验。
So this is
a 考验。
This is a real test.
我们有时候在唱新诗我有时候在我们在看很多我们在唱诗当中真的很有感动
So sometimes when we are singing hymns, we are really touched by the hymns.
真的神爱我们。
God really loves us.
但是那种考验有时候真的遇到很实际的情况的时候这是一个真正的考验。
So when we meet with real difficulties, then that is a real test.
好，我们现在进入第二个
Let's look at the second point.
利未人
The Levites.
在旧约时代，当然利未人是一个专门服侍神的人。
Levites are people who are specially set aside to serve God.
今天我们就是属灵的利未人。
We are spiritual Levites today.
我们被神呼召，就是要来承受这个服事的责任。
So we have been called to assume the responsibility to serve God.
当然圣经里面讲利未人的服事有几个要点
So in the Bible, the service of the Levites, there are few important points.
这里提到有四点。
There are four points mentioned.
第一点是烧香。
The first one is to burn the incense.
利未人烧香在圣殿里面的烧香。
So the Levites have to offer up incense in the temple.
我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
七节到八节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7, Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lamp, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamp at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations.
这个地方讲在会幕要烧香。
So they are going to burn the incense in the tabernacle.
早晨晚上都要烧香。
So they have to offer up this incense in the morning and in the evening.
那个香在属灵上的代表就是信徒的祷告。
So the incense spiritually refers to the prayers of the saints.
我们看启示录五章八节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
启示录五章八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
好，这个地方讲他们在神面前盛满的这个盛满香的金炉，这香就是圣徒的祷告。
So this golden bowls full of incense refers to the prayer of the saints.
那在诗篇141篇也在提到我们看诗篇141篇第七节。
Let's turn to Psalms 141 verse 1. Psalm 141 verse 1.
141篇的第七节。
第七节。
Yeah.
Verse 7, sorry.
第二节。
Verse 2, sorry. Psalm 141 verse 2. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
这个地方讲祷告好像香陈列在你的面前。
So our prayer is just like incense before God.
那在路加福音里面有提到一个女先知叫做亚拿。
And in the Gospel of Luke, In point B, in the Gospel of Luke, there is a prophetess known as Anna.
她在84岁在圣殿里面祷告服侍神。
So at the age of 84, she was praying and serving God in the temple.
所以她服侍神就是用祷告的方法。
So the way she served God is to pray.
那84岁我们可以想象体力已经相当衰弱了。
So at the age of 84, she will not be vigorous in her strength.
我们能不能活84岁都是一个问题
It's a question mark whether we can live up to 84 today.
那我们活84岁还站得起来站不起来也是问题。
And the second question, if you are 84, are you still mobile or able to stand?
因为我常常到老人院去访问这些信徒，有一些信徒。
And on some occasions, when I go to the old folks' home to visit our members,
我看很多到只有七八十岁，就行动很不方便。
And I see many of our senior members in their 70s, and they are not very mobile even in their 70s.
那亚拿到84岁，她还可以在圣殿里面祷告。
And Anna was still able to pray in the temple at the age of 84.
那这个就是她服侍的方式。
So this is how she served God.
所以我们现在要做义工。
Today, if we want to be a volunteer worker,
我常想，如果我真的要到了非洲才算在服侍的话，那我一年能够服侍几天
？So if I consider only my days in Africa as true service, then how many days can I serve God in the whole year?
那如果我们每一个人一年都去一个礼拜
，If each of us only go for a week in a year,
我们要30个人都去非洲。
And 30 of us going to Africa.
那去这么多人要做什么
？If so many of us are going there, what are we going to do?
当然，有一天是有工作会做了。
Obviously, there are a lot of work to be done.
但是有时候我们假期也不够。
But sometimes we do not have enough annual leave left in our.
所以
in the year.
我们做义工要从哪里开始
？So if we want to be a volunteer worker, where should we start?
我想这给我们一个答案。
I believe this verse gives us an answer.
利未人在圣殿烧香。
The Levites offer up incense in the temple.
那神看到人烧香，神就喜悦。
So God will be pleased when He see the incense offered up by His people.
那亚拿在圣殿服侍神，昼夜祷告。
Anna served God with fasting prayers day and night.
所以我们这个义工有一个工作可以做，每一个人可以做，每一天可以做，而且一定要做。
And there is one work that all the volunteers worker can do and must do and can do on a daily basis.
就是你如果真的要做义工
，If you truly want to be a volunteer worker,
从今天开始
，from today onwards,
每一天为非洲圣工祷告。
Then every day when you kneel down to pray for the work in Africa.
这个就是你做非洲义工的开始。
This is the beginning of your volunteer work in Africa.
不是踏到那里才是义工。
You should not consider yourself volunteer worker only if you step in the African soil. From today onwards,
你把非洲的圣工刻在你的心上。
And you imprint the work of Africa in your heart.
诸位，因为你爱非洲
，because you love Africa，
所以你今天才会在这里。
That is why you are here today.
那如果真的爱很深
If your love is really deep,
你不会忘记的。
Then you will not forget about it.
因为你有爱，你怎么会忘记呢？
If you have love, how can you forget about it?
工作可能会忘记。
You may forget about the work.
但是爱你不会忘记。
But you will not forget your love.
我相信有的人在这里，你听一听，大概他想到你所爱的人。
So maybe if you hear this, you may think about the ones that you are loving, your beloved ones, because you love.
那你如果真的爱非洲，
if you truly love Africa,
常常为非洲的圣工祷告，
then you will pray frequently for the work in Africa.
因为这是我们圣工推展一个最基本的要素。
This is a basic ingredient if we want to expand the work of God.
有圣灵在带领。
We have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我说去到那里工作的工人有神的同在。
So when the workers go there, they have the guidance and the abiding presence of God.
这个就是靠诸位的祷告。
If we want that to happen, then we have to rely on the prayers of everyone.
那有一天换你去。
One day, if you are the one going,
其他的人也为你祷告。
Everyone else will be praying for you.
让你去到那个地方，你感觉到神在带领你。
So that when you arrive there, you will feel the guidance of God.
那你做的工作有神在祝福。
And the work that you've done will be blessed by God.
那这个就是立位人，现在的立位人所当做的。
So this is what a present day modern Levite should be doing every day.
所以我们做义工不是到那里才是，现在就已经开始。
So we do not become volunteer worker when we land on African soil, but from today.
因为以后你们可能会收到很多非洲圣工的什么update， 非洲圣工很多的那个新的消息啊。
You may receive a lot of news concerning the African work.
哪个地方有需要，哪个地方有缺陷。
So what are the requirements or what are the needs of certain places in Africa?
那这个不只是说满足我们的好奇心。
This is not just to satisfy our curiosity for news.
因为有的人是有好奇心。
Some people are just curious.
说说听听就完了。
Well, they just think about it and chat about it and that's all.
但是有时候我们在想，
But sometimes if we think about it,
父母对孩子的关心不是好奇心。
The parental concern for their children is not out of curiosity.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为有爱在里面。
Because there's love involved.
父母常常要从别的地方去打听自己的孩子在外面怎么样。
So parents will often try and find out from other means how their children are doing outside.
所以父母才知道他的爱应该怎么关心。
Only then can the parents know how they should show their love.
那我们今天要去帮忙圣工。
Today we want to assist in the work.
在属灵上我们好像父母一样。
Spiritually speaking, we're just like parents.
我们就要有爱。
We need to have love.
那我们怎么关心？
How do we show our concern?
这么远的地方。
They are so far away.
常常为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them frequently.
好像利未人在烧香。
Just like the Levites offering up the incense.
我们的爱感动了神，神就会带领我们在非洲的圣工。
If our love can touch God, then God will guide the work in Africa.
因为我们现在看，
if we look at this today,
比方说我们现在英国几个传道，六七个吧。
For example, in the UK, we have five full-time preachers.
我想我是错了，但是我猜想一定地方教会都一直在埋怨我们传道跑到哪里去。
I'm just guessing, the local church may be asking where have our preachers gone to?
因为很多的教会信徒 都在这样想。
Many of the members of the churches are asking this question.
那感谢主，我们现在五个传道。
Thank God we have got five preachers.
那我们再看非洲。
If we look at Africa.
我们现在在做非洲的工作等于是遥控的。
The work that we are doing is just like remote control.
一年去几次。
We only go make a few trips every year.
仔细看一个教会平均我们从这个非洲教会派出去的工人，一个地方教会平均一年有几个小时在那个教会。
If you calculate all the churches in Africa, how much time do we spend per church in Africa?
你如果你以后去，你问他，你去年一年有几个小时这个非洲小组派的工人来这里。
So if you go to a local church, ask the members, in a year, how many hours does an AMC worker spend there?
真的很少。
It's very little.
我知道我们非洲小组已经尽最大的力量。
I know the AMC have been trying their best.
但是要照顾这么广阔的地区。
If you want to take care of such a vast area.
这个真的是。不是很简单的
工作。It is not an easy task at all.
所以这需要有神的圣神的保守，圣灵的带领。
That is why we need the preservation of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，我们要做非洲圣工哦，是从祷告开始。
So that is why if we want to do the work in Africa, we start with prayers.
啊，那以后他们会给你每个国家有几个教会。
And afterwards, you'll be told how many churches are there in every locality, every country.
啊，接下去有幻灯告诉你哪个教会情况怎样。
And then the slideshow, on the slideshow, we will know what is the current situation about each church.
那这个都是要让我们啊能够去关心的一个方法。
This is one way that we can show more concern.
好，那第二点哈。
Second point.
第二点，我们立位人的工作就是要献祭。
And the second job of a Levite is to offer sacrifices.
好，我们属灵人呢要献祭。
So.As spiritual person, we need to offer sacrifices.
当然这个里讲的祭品有很多。
Obviously, there are various kinds of sacrifices.
忧伤痛悔的心啊，神不轻看。
And God will not look down on a contrite heart.
诗篇五十一篇哈。
Psalms 51.
神看人有这个忧伤痛悔的心哈，这也是一种祭品。
So, a sorrowful and contrite heart is also something that is like an offering to God.
第二个哈。
Secondly,
感恩跟赞美
Thanksgiving and praises.
啊，这也是一种祭品。
This is also a kind of offering.
啊，那第三个就是我们的身体当活祭。
And thirdly, we can offer our body as a living sacrifice before God.
在罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
啊，罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.Romans chapter 12 verse 1 I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable to God which is your reasonable service
这里啊在讲啊身体献上当作活祭这是神所喜悦的
So if we present our bodies as a living sacrifice it is acceptable to God
啊当然啊我们看到教会里面有一些人哦退休以后啊再来当义工这是很好了
In the church, we see that some of members after they have retired, they offer themselves as volunteer workers, which is good.
但是像诸位年纪很轻，力很壮啊，这样来当义工，这是最好。
But the best would be like you guys when you are young and vigorous. If you offer yourself as volunteer worker,
把你的身体当活祭献给神来服侍他。
So you are offering your bodies as a living sacrifice before God to serve Him.
所以有一些人啊，他有一点观念不太对，以为神所最重要就是你的奉献。
And some people have a wrong concept. They think that your contribution to the your offerings to the church is the most important thing.
我记得我在奈及利亚曾经找过一个慕道者在 Lagos,
and I remember in Lagos in Nigeria, I encountered a truth seeker.
是生意人。
He was a businessman.
我知道他太太来过伦敦慕道。
His wife has actually come to seek the truth in London.
他家很好啊，他家也有游泳池。
He was quite well off. There's a swimming pool in his house.
他是一个生意人。
So he was a businessman.
那我就去跟他传道理。
So I went to preach to him.
我都讲了两个钟头以内，他问了好几次。
So within the 2 hours of preaching, he asked me the same question several times.
那如果我们去信主，在你教会受洗，我们要奉献多少
？If we come and become your believer in the TJC, how much do we need to offer, money wise?
因为他很有钱。
Because he was very rich.
所以他关心的就是受洗要奉献多少钱。
So for him, the most important question to ask is after he's been baptized, how much does he need to put into the offering box?
到现在他还没有受洗。
Until now, he's not baptized yet.
那有的人觉得说，爱神最重要就是奉，好像神最看重就是钱。
And some people feel that to love God, the most important thing is to put money in the offering box, as if God treats money as the most important thing.
这个应该不是这样。
Actually, that's not the case.
意思我们所以说，奉献给神我们献钱给神啊。
So if we offer money to God,
那真的是献给神吗
？Is it really? Are we really offering the money to God?
如果献给神，应该那个奉献箱礼拜六打开来不见啊，主耶稣拿走了。
If we offer money to God, then if we open up the offering box on Saturday, all the money would have disappeared because it has gone to God.
但是你打开来，钱还在那里啊。
But if you open it up, it's still there.
那财务算一算就存到银行啊。
So the FA would count the money and put it in the bank.
所以就什么，我。 我们教会里面这个装修得很漂亮啊。
And that is why the church is very well furbished.
哦，冬天暖气，夏天有冷气。
So in the winter we have the central heating, and in summer we have air conditioning.
礼拜六有饭吃。
And on Saturday we have meals in the church.
所以我们奉献了，其实哦，大部分都是我们自己用掉了。
Actually, when we offer money, the money is mainly used up by ourselves.
但是那个名字就奉献给神。
But in name, we are offering it to God.
那如果大家没有奉献，
but if everyone don't offer,
神还是神啊，他不会因为这样少什么。
God is still God, he doesn't lack anything.
那如果大家没有奉献，
but if everyone don't offer,
我们来到教会就禁食吧。
Then if we come to the church, we will have to fast or starve because there's no money.
衣服穿多一点，没有冷气，没有暖气啊。
So we need to put in more layers of clothes because there's no central heating.
所以神最看重的应该是我们本身把我们献给他，不是我们的身外之物那个钱。
So for God, the most precious offering is offering ourselves, our own bodies to God. It's not money.
就是奉献我们的身体啊，来服侍他。
That is to offer ourselves to serve God.
这是神所悦纳的。
This is something that is pleasing to God.
好，我们看希伯来书十三章十六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
这里讲行善捐助的事啊。
So talking about doing good and sharing.
当然了，善也可以指的说用爱心去帮助别人。
Obviously, this can refer to helping the needy.
但是最大的善应该是引导人来信主。
But the greatest good is to lead someone to believe in Jesus.
让他认识。得到救恩
啊 ，so that they can receive the grace of salvation。
第三点
，third point
啊，这个利未人就是要在圣殿里面点灯。
The third job of the Levite is to light up the lamp in the tabernacle in the temple。
所以这个圣殿里面常常有灯亮着啊。
So that there will be light in the temple at all times。
那个圣殿呢、啊？当然也可以指着教会。
Obviously, the temple can refer to the church.
当然，每一盏灯就是我们每一个人、啊、
Every lamp would refer to each one of us.
我们就是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
要照亮这个黑暗的世界。
To give light to this dark world of darkness.
所以通过我们的服事能够彰显神的荣耀这个也是一种我们应该做的工作。
Through our service, we can bring light to the world. This is something that we ought to do.
是神的名得到荣耀。
So that the name of God can be glorified.
好，我们再来看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. We are spiritual Levites.
灯啊，也可以指着我们我们的好的品德。
This light or this lamp can also refer to our good conduct.
所以我们到了非洲，在那里做圣工，我们的好的品德能够彰显在当地的人身上。
So when we are serving in Africa, our good conduct can be made manifest among the local Africans.
这个是我们要学习的。
This is something that we need to learn.
所以啊。这个教会里面鼓励诸位青年来参加这个讲习会我们各地方教会会收获很大。
So if the local church encourage the youths to attend this training, the local church will benefit greatly.
因为我们的服事会带回到地方教会。
Because we can bring this better service back to our local church.
如果我们真的有发光，我们的好行为会感动我们地方教会。
If we really shine as lights in the world, we can also move the local members.
所以这个服事是很多好处的。
So serving God can bring many benefits.
第四点哈。
The fourth point.
立位人哈，一个重要的工作就是传达神的话。
And the other important responsibility of a Levite is to transmit the word of God.
我们看马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi.
Chapter 2, verse 7.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
这里讲祭司他是神的使者。
So the priest is a messenger of the Lord.
那这个神的使者就是要传达神的讯息。
So the messenger of the Lord will preach the message from God.
那神的讯息是什么？
What is the message from God?
是律法。
That is the law.
也就是神的话。
That is the word of God.
那神的话从哪里来？
Where does the word of God come from?
要存知识。
So we need to have knowledge.
那知识是什么知识？
What kind of knowledge are we talking about?
属灵的、属神的知识。
We're talking about godly or spiritual knowledge.
你看我们现在我讲很多人每天花很多时间在上网。
So today, a lot of people spend a lot of time surfing the net.
它里面有很多的资讯。
There are lots of information on the web.
但是这么多资讯里面你仔细把它想有哪一些资讯真的能够让你有智慧。
And of all the information on the net, how much of this information can give us wisdom?
能够让你生活得很有智慧。
Or how much of this information can these teach us to lead a wise life?
非常少。
Very little.
那个生活的智慧从哪里来？
Where does the wisdom to lead a good life come from?
从神的话来。
It comes from the word of God.
那祭司的职分就是要传达这个神的话。
So the duty of the priest is to preach the word of God.
让人有属灵的智慧来过一个合神旨意的生活。
So that they can have the wisdom to lead a life that is pleasing to God.
所以我们在非洲，我们常常会发现非洲人有很多问题。
When we go to Africa, we find that the Africans have a lot of problems.
但是他会问我们。
And they will ask us questions.
那就是我们工作的好机会。
It is a good opportunity for us to work.
传达神的旨意。
We can preach the will of God.
用神的话来解决他们的问题。
We can use the words of God to resolve their problems.
所以我们有热忱参加义工很好，但是一定要读圣经。
So it is very good that we have the zeal to join in this volunteer work, but we need to have the knowledge of God.
因此我们到非洲，别人问的每一个情况，我们都要想到圣经里面有哪一章哪一节我可以用来解决他这一个问题。
So whatever question or situation they throw at us, we need to be able to know from the Bible what verse and chapter records the solution to their problem.
我们不是说我想怎样，我想怎样。
No, we do not give the answers as I think this should be the case, I think that should be the case.
我算什么？
Who am I?
那我想的又算什么？
So what are my thoughts worth?
应该是从圣经来，圣经怎么讲，所以你这个问题应该怎么做。
So we should say this is what the Bible says and this is what you ought to do.
那圣经要很熟。
That is why we need to be well versed with the scriptures.
所以我们做义工有热忱好，你圣经一定 要很深入，很熟。
Obviously, it is good that you are zealous for the work of God, but you need to be well versed with the scriptures.
这样我们才有办法带领人走一条合神旨意的道路。
Only then can we lead people to walk on a path that is pleasing to God.
我们看很多非洲的文化需要有圣经的知识来判别。
If you look at the African culture, we need to have the knowledge of the Bible to be able to discern.
有的文化是跟圣经没有抵触的，有的是有。
Actually, part of their culture is contradictory to the word of God, and some are not.
那抵触的就要改变。
So, So if they contradict the principles of the Bible, they need to change.
哦，再来他们的生活方式。
And on top of that, their lifestyle.
哦，比方说，问一个最基本的问题。
Let me ask you a very fundamental question.
啊，如果有人说
，If a person says this to you,
你看亚伯兰是神的朋友。
Abraham is the friend of God.
好像啊，他也有几个太太。
And he's got more than one wife.
那怎么回答
？How do you answer this question?、哦
他用这个来说多妻也可以啊。
So he used this as a support for polygamy.
啊，如果有人说，你看大卫犯罪了，神都赦免他。
And if they take the example of David, look, David sinned against God and God forgave his sin.
十诫犯了三条，差不多。
Actually, in the Ten Commandments, he transgressed three commandments.
那你知道在非洲里面哦？最难守的还是第七戒。
Actually, in Africa, the most difficult commandment to keep is number seven.
哦，所以犯罪没有关系，最重要是要悔改。
So they would think that sinning is not a problem as long as they repent.
好，那请问你要怎么回答
？So if they ask you this question, how are you going to answer?
那这个都是很实际的。
These are all practical issues.
我们常常会遇到的。
We often encounter such questions.
哦，比方说在非洲里面有很多的灵界现象。
Actually, in Africa, there are lots of things happening in the spiritual realm.
哦，那这个怎么去分辨
？How are you going to discern?
啊，那这个都是跟圣经有关系的。
So all these are related to the Bible.
哦，所以我们对神的话要深入。
So we need to have an in-depth knowledge of God.
啊，因此 我们到那个地方可以实际对他们有帮助。
啊 ，so that when we go there, we can be of real help to them.
好、哦，因此这个祭司的工作就是传达话。
So the duty of the priest is to impart the knowledge of God.
那我们现在这个工作非常需要。
So there is a huge demand for this work.
因为人没有神的话，真的好像走迷的路。
So a person without the words of God will be totally lost.
好，我们再看第三点哈。
Look at the third point C.
啊，保罗服侍神啊，他传福音。
So Paul served God by preaching the gospel.
啊。然后建立了神的国
，and he established the kingdom of or built the kingdom of God。
所以我们今天呢，哈，也要努力来做这件工作。
So today we need to work diligently to do this same area of work。
好，那这个我们刚刚讲这个第三点哈，这个好像啊，立位人的工作要点灯。
So when we talk about the third point that the Levite has to light the lamp.
啊，那这也是说我们在那个地方，啊，我们去那里做圣工啊，用我们的生活来给他们做好的榜样。
So that refers to us showing them a good example in our life when we are there.
我们的生活如果发光，能够让他们驱逐黑暗的，能够看到他们自己的生活方式需要改变。
So if we are there and we show them a good conduct and enlighten them of about how they should change their lifestyle.
所以这是我们今天下午谈的第二点啊。
So this is the second point that we have touched on today.
从立位人来思想我们的义工的工作。
To reflect on the work of a volunteer from the Levites.
好，那以后我们再继续来查考一些服侍神的一些要件。
And after that, we are going to look at the prerequisites for serving God.
好，我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray.